Matchett and Frog here live in Studio S on Current State at 90.5 WKAR. This weekend, blues like you just heard will flow like water through the streets of Lansing's, like muddy water through the streets of Lansing's Old Town. Ooh, did he really say that? As performers from around the U.S. will take the stage at Old Town's Blues Fest, one of the acts playing this weekend is Matchett and Frog, who you've been hearing playing throughout today's show. We're also joined by Holly Equagenor Etchy, Administrative Manager of MICA, the Michigan Institute for Contemporary Art. Welcome, one and all. Good to see you.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, Frog and Dave Matchett, you both play in larger groups. What's it like to play in this stripped down instrumentation here, just the two of you?
It's exactly that. You get to explore the song from like the root level of the music,
and bare bones.
Yeah, and it's also there's a chance for a little bit more expression, a little bit more dynamics. That kind of thing goes on more in just a two-person thing.
Sure. Frog, you've been at Elderly for a long time, Elderly Instruments in downtown Lansing. Where's the larger Lansing music scene at right now, in your opinion?
Well, certainly, those of us that are old enough to remember what the music scene was like in the mid-70s when the drinking age was 18, it's a whole different thing. But, there are lots of places for people to play, and certainly I think a lot of people in Lansing understand how good just the quality of the musicianship is around this town.
Absolutely.
Some people don't. Some people, I think, take it for granted, really. But there are just a number of really fine players in this town. And, some of it has to do with the fact that the school's here. But I think, that good players attract good players. The guys that I play with an organization in Detroit, when they come into town and maybe we do something with several other acts, they're just, there's nothing like this in Detroit. There's nothing like this in Detroit, and they're talking about Lansing.
Wow. So. Holly Equagenor Etchy, give us the rundown of the Old Town Blues Fest, not the act-by-act thing, but just tell us about the larger event. How many different performers will be taking the stage this weekend?
We have an array of performers. It's going to be an eclectic mix of blues. I don't have the exact number of performers that we'll be having, but the festivities kick off at 4 p.m. on Friday the 20th and then pick up again at 1 p.m. on Saturday. And we also have a kids area on Saturday, 1 to 7 p.m., and we'll have some kids acts on our MICA stage, and also a happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. We can get into our turnaround lounge for free. So those are some of the highlights.
How long have you been playing harp, Dave?
Well, ever since I went to Western Michigan University, and I started doing that in the 70s.
Your harp program at Western is
renowned.
Right.
No, that's it.
Well, I was a music major there, and I got a little tired of practicing my euphonium, and I would take a harmonica.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. You
played the euphonium?
Absolutely.
Okay, wow, that is quite a transition.
And then I used to take my harmonica into the stairwell in the dorm because the natural reverb in there was amazing.
Stairwells and bathrooms.
Yes,
it was great.
So I would sit in the stairwell and I'd play for hours and hours, and I've been playing ever since.
How long have you two known each other?
Well,
a long time.
A really long time. More than we cared even think
about. Yeah,
More than 20 years.
Oh, my goodness. That's an eternity.
I also work at Elderly Instruments. I'm their photographer and graphics designer. And Frog and I have worked there. I think I've worked there for 16, 17 years, something like that.
So, you can only imagine the number of collaborations that have been hatched at Elderly Instruments alone, from all over the state, probably all over the country.
It's true. And in all kinds, all different forms of music, everything from folk music to heavy metal music, there's collaborations that go on there.
Yeah.
How long have you been a player, Frog?
Well, I've been working...
A guitar.
Steady since 1970, so there you go.
Okay, do the math.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to record, or are you strictly a live act at this point?
It's so new to us. Only a few months.
We're only a few months old.
That's how Crosby, Stills, and Nash got their record deal, though. They're jamming around Mama Cass's kitchen table, and the next thing you know, they're super groups, superstars.
Right. Well, you know, we're just exploring it. We're trying to figure it out. I'm sure there's a possibility that we'll do that.
Holly, tell us a little bit more about your organization, MICA.
So MICA is a nonprofit arts organization out of Old Town, and it's been through a few different evolutions in terms of its name. But just a few years ago, it became MICA Gallery, and the organization this year became officially known as MICA Across the Board. And it is we have MICA Gallery down in Old Town that opened up a few years ago. And then we do the Lansing Jazz Fest, produce the Michigan Mosaic Music Festival, and also then the Old Town Blues Fest.
Okay. And Dave, I couldn't help but notice, I never would have guessed that you have as many harps as you do, but you've got like a briefcase, a large briefcase that's full these harps. How many do you own?
I own a lot of them. I own more than this here. This is what I need.
Oh, good.
There's
two dozen just in your bag, probably.
Exactly. There's probably 26 or 7 that I used that are in there. And then there's a couple duplicates because harmonicas notoriously will go flat or jam up or something like that.
Okay.
So some of them you have to kind of get one real quick.
Okay. Well, we've enjoyed the music an awful lot today. We want to thank our three guests, Holly Equagenor Etchie of MICA, along with Matchett and Frog, who will be performing tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at the Old Town Blues Festival, one of many acts that you can enjoy down there. We hope you take advantage of that. Holly, thanks for coming in. Dave and Frog, all the best. Break a leg.